What's the matter with the damn air conditioning? It was one of those sweltering summers in Charlotte. Some of the Conrad clan had gathered for an afternoon lunch at Grandma and Grandpa's house. I can't recall exactly who was in attendance, but I remember that we were having a game of tag football in the backyard when Grandpa came storming out of the house in a very agitated state. Sweating profusely, he was making various obscene remarks concerning the air conditioning unit located in the crawl space under the house. It turned out that the inside temperature of the house was even hotter than the sweltering temperature outside. Grandpa was determined to do something about it. But first, the unit had to be accessed. We all gathered around as he opened the crawl space door, eager to see Grandpa make his way under the house. We had never witnessed anyone brave the mud and mire of that crawl space, and we all definitely wanted to see how Grandpa was going to get to that unit. I believe that Grandpa set out with the intention of fixing the unit himself, but the sight that greeted him upon opening the door caused him to have second thoughts about doing the job himself. In the dark recess under the house, the mud was over a foot deep from recent rains. The entire space was totally dark and filled with spider webs. Creepy crawler creatures scurried to and fro, disturbed by the sunlight that suddenly invaded their dark domain. It was not possible to actually see the air conditioning unit from the crawl space door, and God only knows who would have ventured into such a menacing environment. Of course, this dilemma did not stop Grandpa. It simply caused him to come up with a different plan of attack, since he was not going to put up with tropical temperatures inside the house, and he was also not quite up to the task of venturing into the dark abode himself. Lou, get under there and find out what's wrong with the damn thing, he ordered little Lou, who was about 5 years old at the time. I quickly understood why he singled out little Lou for this task. Taking into account that little Lou was the youngest of everyone in attendance, and it was obvious that he was the one that would be able to put up the least effective resistance to the plan. Familiarity with air conditioning units was obviously of no importance in this matter. Little Lou, however, managed to come up with an ironclad excuse for not cooperating in this quest. He diplomatically reminded Grandpa that, it's all dark and muddy under there, and I'll get in trouble if I get my new pants muddy. Now, Grandpa was not about to throw in the towel in a test of wills with a five-year-old, and the house was not getting any cooler. He angrily stormed off into the house and reemerged with an old pair of his own pants. Here, put these on and get out of there, he commanded Little Lou. Little Lou, bested by the experience of seniority, thus had no choice but to defer to Grandpa's plan and slipped into the adult pants, which had to be at least three times larger than his proper size. Trailing about 2 feet of pants leg, he bravely crawled into the dark and menacing space under the house. The air conditioning unit was all the way at the other end of the space, and although its only source of illumination was a small pin light that somebody had come up with, Little Lou's crawling pace was way too slow for Grandpa's liking. Grandpa was giving constant loud commands as he slowly made his way back into the dark unknown. Hurry up! Hurry up! Grandpa shouted into the dark recess. Little Lou's reply was not encouraging. But Grandpa, it's all muddy under here and there are bugs everywhere, the faint reply came out from deep within the dark recess. Oh, get under there and find out what's wrong with the damn thing! Grandpa was obviously in no mood for dilly-dallying around. Little Lou soon reported back that he had located the defective unit and needed further troubleshooting instructions. This further irritated Grandpa, who shouted back, "Oh, hell, what does the damn thing look like?" And Little Lou replied, "Well, it's made out of metal, and there are a lot of big wires coming out of it." Eventually, the unit was replaced by a trained serviceman.